December 11th, 2015. What is it about trees? We humans have always held a profound connection between us and trees. Maybe it's the life cycle so clearly seen in deciduous trees. The yearly death and regrowth of their foliage makes them a wonderful symbol for the universal cycle of life and death. And evergreens, since they don't play that game, are perfect to symbolize vibrancy, fertility, and immortality. All over the world, there are traditions of honoring trees, even considering them sacred, or associating them with spirits or oracles. It makes perfect sense that at some point, ages ago, we'd start hanging evergreen boughs over our doorways and windows. It reminded us that spring and summer would return, and with them, our crops. Some people believe they would keep away witches, ghosts, or illness. And before we judge them too harshly, think about the last time you got one of those email chain letters you have to forward to 10 people so you'll magically come into a fortune on the 10th day. How hard was it to delete that email? You did delete it, didn't you? No? You forwarded it just in case? Silly goose. We can fairly reliably trace our modern-day Christmas tree from those ancient traditions in the East and Europe to the Renaissance period in northern Germany and Livonia, huge region off the Baltic Sea, where guild halls decorated small trees with things like sweets, apples, nuts, dates, pretzels, and paper flowers. During the 1700s and 1800s, the German army put Christmas trees up in barracks and military hospitals. European nobility spread the Christmas tree custom to Vienna, France, Denmark, and Britain, and eventually it crossed the ocean to Canada and the U.S. Several cities in the U.S. claim the first Christmas tree in America title, but the interesting thing to note is that in each case, it's a German settler, a Hessian soldier, a German immigrant. Thank you, Germany. America produces somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 million Christmas trees annually. Almost all of them are grown on tree farms, where they're cut after about 10 years of growth. We have the honor of participating in the circle of life we see symbolized in trees. After Christmas, we can recycle our live Christmas trees so they can give back to the earth as mulch, wildlife habitat, or to prevent soil erosion. Earth911.com has some very useful information on this subject, so you can make sure your area's curbside tree pickup is actually delivering to a recycler and not just the landfill. By the way, you must remove all the decorations and tinsel, and if you get a flocked tree, it can't be recycled at all. It's guaranteed to end up in the landfill. Choose your tree, decorate your tree, enjoy your tree, honor your tree. Trees are great.